16. Say, O men, this is a matchless day. Matchless must likewise be the tongue that celebrateth the praise of the desire of all nations, and matchless the deed that aspireth to be acceptable in his sight. The whole human race hath longed for this day, that perchance it may fulfill that which well beseemeth its station and is worthy of its destiny. Blessed is the man whom the affairs of the world have failed to deter from recognizing him who is the Lord of all things. So blind hath become the human heart that neither the disruption of the city, nor the reduction of the mountain in dust, nor even the cleaving of the earth can shake off its torpor. The allusions made in the scriptures have been unfolded, and the signs recorded therein have been revealed, and the prophetic cry is continually being raised. And yet all, except such as God was pleased to guide, are bewildered in the drunkenness of their heedlessness. Witness how the world is being afflicted with a fresh calamity every day. Its tribulation is continually deepening. From the moment the Surah Ra'is, Tablet to Ra'is, was revealed until the present day, neither hath the world been tranquillized, nor have the hearts of its peoples been at rest. At one time, it hath been agitated by contentions and disputes. At another, it hath been convulsed by wars and fallen a victim to inveterate diseases. Its sickness is approaching the stage of utter hopelessness, inasmuch as the true physician is debarred from administering the remedy, whilst unskilled practitioners are regarded with favour and are accorded full freedom to act. The dust of sedition hath clouded the hearts of men and blinded their eyes. Ere long they will perceive the consequences of what their hands have wrought in the day of God. Thus warneth you, he who is the all-informed, as bidden by one who is the most powerful, the Almighty.